Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, December 22nd, 2025, through Friday, December 26th, 2025. Monday, December 22nd, 2025. North Texas man convicted of conspiracy and wire fraud and cryptocurrency mining scheme. Caleb Ward was convicted of a multi-million dollar cryptocurrency mining investment fraud that victimized dozens of clients across the United States. According to court documents and evidence presented at trial, Ward solicited funds from individuals who were promised that their money would be used to purchase and host specialized cryptocurrency mining equipment. Ward and his company promised clients that he had locked in electricity rates as low as 4.5 cents per kilowatt hour, that specific mining machines would be purchased and installed on the client's behalf, and the client's machines were up and running and actively mining Bitcoin at various facilities. According to the financial analysis presented at trial, clients wired more than $4.5 million between November 2021 and January 2023. Instead of using the funds strictly for purchases and hosting of mining equipment as promised, Ward transferred tens of thousands of dollars to accounts in his own name and used client funds to pay prior investors in a manner consistent with a Ponzi-style scheme. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Tuesday, December 23rd, 2025. Justice Department announces actions to combat two Russian state-sponsored cyber criminal hacking groups. Victoria Eduardova Dubranova, aka Vika Tore, and Sova Sanya, was indicted for her alleged role in conducting cyber attacks and computer intrusions against critical infrastructure and other victims around the world in support of Russia's geopolitical interests. Dubranova was extradited to the United States earlier this year on an indictment charging her of her actions supporting Cyber Army of Russia Reborn, CARR. Dubranova was arraigned on a second indictment charging her for her actions supporting No Name 05716, No Name. Dubranova pleaded not guilty in both cases and is scheduled to begin trial in the no-name matter on February 3, 2026, and in the car matter on April 7, 2026. As described in the indictments, the Russian government backed CARR and no-name by providing, among other things, financial support. CARR used this financial support to access various cyber criminal services, including subscriptions to distributed denial of service for hire services. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2025. Wednesday, December 24, 2025. Wakefield woman convicted of money laundering conspiracy. Christine Fisher was convicted of money laundering conspiracy on November 24, 2025. Following a six-day trial. Fisher owns PK Motor Cars, a used car dealership in Peabody that also repairs cars and rents used cars. In 2016, a law enforcement investigation began into a large-scale drug trafficker named Philip Morose, who sold hundreds of thousands of counterfeit fentanyl pills. Evidence presented at trial established that Fisher conspired to launder Morose's drug proceeds through her business, PK Motor Cars. In August 2015, Fisher added Morose as CEO of PK Motor Cars, and thereafter, Morose deposited nearly $1 million in cash into Fisher's bank accounts. At the end of 2016, Fisher used cashier checks from those same business bank accounts to buy Morose a house in Linfield. The house was purchased in the name of Fisher's business in order to conceal the true ownership of the house and where the proceeds to buy the house came from. Fisher also allowed Morose to use luxury vehicles owned by her business to promote his drug trafficking, Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Thursday, December 25th, 2025. Former executive from Marlborough, Massachusetts, charged with conspiracy to defraud the IRS and obstruction of justice. Stephen L. Hochberg, a former accounting and real estate executive in Sunbury, Massachusetts, has been charged and has agreed to plead guilty to perpetuating a multi-year scheme to cheat the Internal Revenue Service by getting paid more than $1.6 million in compensation and fringe benefits under the table, all while allegedly lying to the United States Attorney's Office about his income to avoid paying restitution he owed to victims of an earlier fraud scheme. According to the charging documents, Hochberg and Charles D. Catt agreed as early as 2014 to cheat the IRS. They allegedly agreed that Hochberg, who served as the Director of Corporate Services at Katz's accounting firm and as Chief Operating Officer at Katz's real estate firm, would be paid significant compensation off the books so that Hochberg would have tax-free income and so that Katz firms, C.D. Katz LLC and Gebsco Realty Corporation, would have lower employment taxes. Over time, Katz allegedly paid Hochberg's family, provided rent-free housing to Hochberg's ex-wife, paid college tuition for his children, and paid personal expenses that Hochberg and his ex-wife charged on corporate credit cards. All told, Katz allegedly paid Hochberg at least $1,668,487 in unreported income and avoided taxes of at least $835,105. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Friday, December 26, 2025. Dallas, Texas business owner sentenced to more than 8 years in prison for failing to pay over withheld employment taxes. Heaven Marie Diaz was indicted in 2023 and convicted by a jury in June 2025 on 5 counts of failing to pay over trust fund taxes. Diaz was sentenced to 97 months in federal prison by senior U.S. District Judge David Goodby, who also ordered her to pay $799,033.47 in restitution. According to court documents and evidence presented at trial, Diaz was the owner and CEO of Pursuit of Excellence, a staffing company based in Dallas. From 2015 to 2017, she withheld payroll taxes from her employees' paychecks, but failed to remit more than $3 million to the IRS as required by law. Former employees of Diaz's former accountant testified that they reportedly warned her about her obligation to pay employment taxes. Despite those warnings, Diaz continued to withhold the taxes and kept the funds in her company's bank accounts. Evidence showed she used those funds to cover personal expenses, including international travel, luxury goods, and $10,000 a month rent on a home in Dallas's Preston Hollow neighborhood. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2025. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.